USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Donald Trump's defense attorney John Lauro says the former president never asked Mike Pence to overturn the will of the voters in the 2020 election, as he only wanted the former vice president to pause the certification of votes to allow states to investigate his claims of election fraud. However, Pence told CNN's State of the Union, quote, "They were asking me to overturn the election. I had no right to overturn the election." With regards to Georgia, where an indictment could come down within the next couple of weeks, Lauro said on NBC's Meet the Press his client believed votes were, quote, counted illegally when he asked Brad Raffensperger to find 11,800 votes.
That wasn't a threat at all. What he was asking for is for Raffensperger to get to the truth.
GOP presidential hopeful and former U.S. Attorney Chris Christie is confident Trump can get a fair trial in the nation's capital.
I watched as jurors put aside any of their partisanship or politics and listened to the evidence and returned, in my state, fair and just verdicts.
Christie on CNN's State of the Union. President Biden is heading out west.
The president is visiting the key battleground state of Arizona on Monday and Tuesday, touting his economic policies before traveling on to New Mexico on Wednesday and wrapping up in Utah on Thursday. The White House says Biden will mark the one-year anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act, highlighting the work to combat a climate crisis and tout a clean energy and manufacturing boom. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Dreams of a third straight World Cup were dashed for Team USA on Sunday as Sweden wins it in penalty kicks in the knockout round. Neither team could score through the 90 minutes of regulation, followed by 30 minutes of extra time. So it went on to penalty kicks and the drama as Sweden edged the Americans 5-4. Hurricane Dora is a Category 4 storm in the Pacific. This is USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
One congressional Democrat isn't committing to running and didn't suggest anyone by name, but he wants more candidates to enter the Democratic presidential primary.
The New York Times poll from this week shows 55% of Democratic voters want some alternatives to the current people in the primary.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips said Democrats are telling him they want a competition, not a coronation. New Labor Department data reveals that job turnover in the USA has hit a two-year low.
The data indicates there's been a cooling off of the labor market compared to pandemic-era trends. The quits rate has decreased from 2.6% in May to 2.4% in June, showing a decline in the Great Resignation that affected businesses earlier this year, although it remains slightly higher than pre-pandemic levels. Hiring has also slowed, with 5.9 million new jobs in June, down from 6.2 million in May. I'm John Schaefer.
Simone Biles is back. The Olympic champion made her return to competitive gymnastics on Saturday in the U.S. Classic from Illinois. In her first competition since 2021, Biles performed in four events and landed the highest overall score of the night. Her return comes after a shocking departure from the Tokyo Olympics, where Biles said she experienced a mental block that stopped her from competing. At the movies, Barbie is number one again, adding $53 million to its till in its third weekend of release and topping $450 million domestically. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.